Welcome to the first episode of the Western Winds podcast, presented by the Western Regional Enterprise Network.
I'm your host, Jacob Postlewaite, Western Wren Communications Coordinator.
In this series, we'll be chatting with Western Wren clients about their experiences with our programs to give you an insight into the services we offer to help make your business better. Today, we're talking about the Continuous Improvement Program, also called CI. The program actively looks for ways to improve business operations daily in small incremental steps. The project is led by a consultant who works with managers and employees who together look for ways to improve the operation. We're joined today by Gilles Thériault, Managing Director of AF Thériault & Son Limited, who participated in the program and is here to share his experience with CI. Well, thanks so much for joining me, Gilles.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacob. How are you today?
I'm good. So tell us first off, you know, just a little bit about yourself and a little bit about AF Thériault.
Well, sure. I work at AF Thériault & Son. AF Thériault & Son is a shipyard that we build and repair boats here in La Baie-Sainte-Marie in Clare, in southern part of Nova Scotia. It's a family-orientated company. It's a company my grandfather started, and then my father and his brother managed it and ran it, and now I guess, like they say, we're up to bat. So we're managing and controlling and working the company daily. So we have 200 employees. We build boats out of steel, aluminum, fiberglass. We under construction. We have 3 lobster boats, a ferry for the province of Nova Scotia, and we also do ship repair at the same time. So kind of cool place to work. Kind of cool place to be around. So that's what we do.
Yeah, it seems like you got a lot going on there.
Yeah, for sure. We have a turnkey operation where you can pretty much come see us with a contract, and we can make your dream come true when it comes to boat building and boat repair. So full range of staffing from the engineering all the way to the laborers. So, you know, we respect all our hardworking employees. Everybody around that place, you know, takes care, takes pride in what they do, and it goes a long way to deliver a quality product, and we thrive on that, and that's important. And the great team that we have behind us is fantastic also. So it's all good.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's good to hear. So we're here today to chat a little bit about the Continuous Improvement Program. You participated in the program. So I guess starting off, just tell us how you heard about it.
Well, I mean, this continuous improvement on lean manufacturing has been going on for years and years. It's something that my dad and I talked about way back in the past. It somewhat almost happened a few different times. All the team that was part of the company and the many, many years in the past always had that in the back of their mind. But I guess what happened with us in 2016, when I guess the responsibility came more and more on us to manage the company better, and having, you know, more younger people joining the shipyard, people retire, people move on. When we got approached to join the lean manufacturer, we seen an opportunity, I guess, to how we're going to do the transitioning from hiring younger people and trying to, you know, always being, you know, as efficient as possible, people retiring that knew where everything was. How are we going to do the transitioning, you know, continuously, you know, moving forward? We like to push our company somewhat to the limit on what we achieve on a daily basis. And, one of the factors was, how do we do it, you know, as efficiently as possible? And by implementing this lean manufacturing in the workplace was a tool for us to thrive or move forward.
Yeah. So it sounds like a lot of thought went into it before you made the jump to get involved.
Yeah. I remember that day when they came at the local Legion and they said, what keeps you up at night? And they were right. There was a few things that kind of kept us up at night. So I said, well, you know, there's some value there when you lose sleep, or you're not sleeping well due to situations in hand that happens in the workplace to kind of, you want to improve upon it. So it kind of, you know, through the REN, through ACOA, through the multiple people that did the support of the CN manufacturer in these smaller companies in rural Nova Scotia, was a great opportunity for us to jump in the bandwagon and take the lead out of the gate here to see if we can't get involved in this lean manufacturer.
Right. And as you started looking at the program and saw what that and what lean entailed, what made you think that this was the right fit for you?
Well, again, people were retiring. Younger people were coming, you know, to work with us. So We need it. Our shipyard is a pretty large area. We need to explain to different younger people where the equipment was, where the tools were, how we went about part of our, you know, our office work, our engineering work, our design work, and then from there on the floor with production. So by implementing this lean manufacturing, it opened a lot stronger communications, if you will, with the design working team and the fabricating team and the production people on the floor. So it was a good tool for them to make the communication, so we knew it would flow, you know, much better, because we're always dealing with deadlines. So for us, in order to meet the deadline, sometimes we have to ask a lot from our employees. And this way here, we got, you know, an input from our employees, you know, that yes, we can achieve delivery dates, and yes, we can achieve, you know, certain criteria that we need to achieve during the build or the repair of the boats.
Yeah, and we're going to get into, you know, in a little bit, some of those actual concrete steps that were taken to, you know, improve efficiency and things like that. But let's go back to the beginning. So, you know, once you got involved, how did it start? How did this process start for you?
Well, we got involved out of the gate. The consultant that came to work with us, his name was Paul Kaulbach, and it was you know, sitting down with the key lead team at the shipyard, and sitting down with Paul Kaulbach and say, okay, shipyard is a big area. What happens around the shipyard? There's a lot of action, but it's mostly all the same thing, because we build boats and we fix boats. And so we decided that we would work in the central part of the company, which was our stockroom, because everything that happens around our company happens in around our stockroom area. So the decision was put together to say, okay, let's try the first year. It was a seven week time frame, so Paul would come a week multiple times during the year, and then he would work with us. So what we did is, by putting, you know, the involvement of our stockroom and our stockroom staff and our managers, our supervisors, we decided to start then on the brainstorming part on how we can improve on different things when you deal with deadlines and boats having to leave and inspectors, and there's all kinds of different things that happen in our stockroom. So by opening the communications and having the brainstorming and how we can achieve this, we made like a whiteboard for when things were in a rush, that the foremans knew and the employees knew, because there's nothing worse that when you're dealing with a vessel that needs to be inspected and the life raft wasn't in on Friday and nobody checked on the life raft, and if everybody runs a very busy day.
Right.
This was a situation, for an example, the life raft was the kind of the lost leader a little bit. So how are we going to get these boats inspected, and how are we going to keep our customers satisfied? And on the same token, how do we do it? And by brainstorming and by involving the lean manufacturing in our stockroom, that was just out of the gate one way to make the communication grow stronger between, you know, production, suppliers, our people, our managers, people that organize the shipyard on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that stock room, that's really, you know, you identified that as kind of the most important thing. And I kind of get that, because, you know, that feeds really into everything. You know, if things aren't organized, you don't know where everything's at, it's not laid out in a way that's, you know, it's like a chain reaction that can cause so much problems down the line in so many other areas.
For sure. And I mean, it's a unique situation also when you bring all the, like, the senior management or and even the younger supervisors or whoever at the table, and you start building Lego planes as an exercise to prove to them on how things can be done a little bit more efficiently on a day-to-day basis. And I mean, call it a plane or call it a boat or call it what you may, it's all improvement on how we do things on a day-to-day. So, and we also wanted the AF Dario, we also wanted our stockroom to be the hub also, because it would show all the other employees throughout the the companies, because we in our aluminum building or our fiberglass building or our steel and our paint and our machine shop and our welding shop, all the different buildings, they'll see a difference. So the buy-in is something that's very important for myself and for the company, that we wanted all the employees to get bought into the lean manufacturing part of the company. So everybody's seen that they can make their life a little bit more simpler. If anything, life is complicated enough as it is. So by involving the stockroom, getting the stockroom involved, seeing what's happening day to day, seeing the improvements in the stockroom, our employees seen that. And then from there, like, they'd all talk about it. Well, I'd like to do this in our shop, or, you know, because everybody takes quite strong pride in each their productivity building. So one, you know, the welding shop said, I'll try and I want to do this, and the machine shop, and then the fiberglass production and steel production. So we were able to achieve like small satellite stock rooms to try to, you know, get the most important part that the guys and girls use every day, right handy to them, right close to their workplace, you know.
So let's talk about, you know, the work that was being done in the stock room as you were going through the program.
Okay. So, you know, we started talking about the wasting, the five waste, and it came to mind that sending an invoice, you know, it's hard to believe. I mean, the shipyard's been sending invoices for 80 years, and it took a long time to by the time the boat would come and by the time the invoices were created, because we were making the shipyard bigger at the same time. So by involving the lean manufacturing, when after we went through the steps into the stockroom, it rolled into the office. So, you know, we took the steps from 33 steps to create an invoice down to 16 steps. So it made a big difference on the minor things that the stockroom was catching that was creating havoc in the office, that the girls and the guys in the office just did their job, and they're fantastic people. They were doing their work, but we were able to simplify their jobs and simplify their tasks, so we can speed up the process. So in the moment the boat comes in, the job gets done, the invoice gets sent, and then we get paid. Right.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, we talked a little bit about how doing that work at the stock room, how it did, you know, sort of balloon out and affect other areas and show other areas, you know, how important this work is and what can be done by doing this work. So, you know, would you say that your people appreciate that continuous improvement philosophy of, you know, addressing those inefficiencies in those areas of work?
It made the people and the staff in our stockroom in our office, you know, a little bit more, it's not, I could say, accountable, because it did that. But it was those small minor things that you know, myself or nobody in the office knew, like the computer did things on invoices that were weird, I guess, because, I mean, sometimes it happens. But instead of the invoice, by the time it was captured, balanced, it was processed, and it needed to be changed, and it had to go back to the front and get changed over and rebalanced again. So the accounts receivable, payable, you know, everything was haywire a bit. So the minor things that now the stockroom staff look for fixes the problem right out of the gate. And it's so minute, you know, when you build the, when you make the invoice, compared to when it lands on the accounts receivable or payables desk, right?
Okay. So we've talked quite a bit about the stockroom. Was that kind of the focus of you working with this program, was just focusing on that area, or did you work in other areas as well?
Well, when we got like heavily into the lean manufacturer, we knew it was going to be a multi-year deal. We're in year 5 or 6 now, so the shipyard, and because we didn't want to slow down production too much, you know, we know that 1 week when Paul Callback comes to the company for that 1 week, some parts of the company definitely get slowed down production, but it's an investment for the future of what we do. So Paul comes and he works with different areas in the company. So if it's just this last couple of times, he worked quite closely with the electricians to try to improve on, you know, where the electricians, how they go about wire and ordering wire and getting wire and what happens when a boat leaves and there's wire left over to, you know. So that's the last time he came. And then we work with all kinds of different, in the paint shop and in the welding shop and in the fiberglass shop. So yeah, different areas depending on the time of year and what was ongoing. it grew from the stockroom to the office to now the company. But I mean, I'll give you a small glimpse of what happened here in the last 5 years. The introduction to lean manufacturing, we have 92 of our employees that went through this. 5S workplace organization, I have 152 of our employees that went through it. Value stream mapping, there's 14. Basic problem solving, there's 17. So it goes to show that there's a lot of our employees that got involved over the last few years, working quite closely with us and with Paul Kaulbach. And also, when Paul Kaulbach is not around the shipyard, we constantly improve. We have our toolbox talks, and we have our brainstorming, and we have, you know, whatever required, whatever problem is at hand to improve upon.
We've talked a little bit about, you know, the big benefits you've had from this program, how it's really, you know, streamlined operations across the board. It's shown, you know, other sides of the operation, the potential that it can have by, you know, reducing those inefficiencies. But were there any surprise benefits you found from the continuous improvement program? You know, anything you might not have expected, and, you know, particularly when you first started this whole process? Because I'm sure it seems, you know, pretty familiar now.
Yeah. It's that's a unique question, and I guess in a comical way, if anything, I mean, now when we have a situation in hand that we'd like to resolve, I guess we sit and we do value stream mapping, so it has a proper word. So we didn't know that word existed a little bit before, or we knew it existed, but we didn't use it as much. So now we say, okay, we have a problem. Let's go value stream map it. So everybody get your sticky notes and let's go in the room and let's trash it out. Because then, again, the team at AFTERIO is fantastic and everybody cares and everybody loves what they do. You know, so we want to make sure our customers are satisfied. And to achieve this, you need to have discussions around the table. So this, if there's a situation at hand that we see that we're doing a lot of things and we want to improve about how we do it, so we sit in a room now and we have value stream mapping, and I can put my input and the employees put their input, and, you know, it flows reasonably fantastic because they put good ideas out that, you know, if I only had this or if I only had that, and it all makes sense. And those things you don't realize and you don't think about, and sometimes they'll tell their foreman or whatever the situation at hand, it doesn't always make it to the decision maker. So if it makes sense and we can achieve it, we do it. So those are the little surprises, I guess. Value stream mapping, call it what you may, but we use that now and everybody's on board. So when we have a situation, we talk about it and we call it a name.
Great. So would you say that the continuous improvement program has made the company a better place to work?
Oh, for sure. Yep, for sure. It definitely helped on, yes. It helped on, you know, where new employees get to find the tooling and the equipment, how to go about it safely, you know, do your job in a safe, controlled manner. So it kicked off a strong amount of safety culture in the company at the same time with the improvement on the lean manufacturing. So it definitely did. You know, we have continuous improvement action plans. So now we don't only talk about it, but we achieve things also, which is very important, because you can talk about it, and when somebody has a good idea and if you don't put an action to it, they lose momentum and they lose traction and they don't care as much. So now when there's an action plan, people are accountable for their decision and also to make sure that the action gets achieved. And that's something that I can't do all the time. I can't be everywhere. So the guys, the foremen, they get it. And then I can go back and say, did we do this? Or when are we going to do this? Or when are we going to achieve this? And they come back and it's done. And then the employees have an input because they care about what their decision was, and they take care of it.
Yeah, it just seems like it makes things, you know, easier communication-wise. You know, everybody is aware of what's going on. You're aware of what's going on. It just makes things a little bit easier for everyone across the board.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So have you gotten any feedback from anybody about, you know, how things have changed since you did the program? Have you heard any good feedback?
Oh, we constantly do. That's something that happens all the time without realizing, without knowing it. You have less people grumbling and growling about things. You know, like life does that enough. Life is challenging enough without having work been involved in that in a bad way. So for sure, when we were in the first few years, that everybody had a smile on their face or a thumbs up or this is a good idea, let's do this. And so it's flowing in the right direction. All we need is to monitor it to be sure it doesn't fall off the tracks.
Sure. So you're hopeful then for the future of being part of this program?
Oh, for sure. No, we didn't get involved, and it was a large investment for everyone financially. So this is a way that you invest your money in a way that you want to improve the whole, you know, shipyard period in general. So that means employees, customers, suppliers, everything from all the way from the bank to the people that work with us on a day-to-day basis. So they see that we're doing continuous improvement in the workplace, so they keep on coming back to get their boats built and boats repaired. So it's very important. So we have satisfied customers, we deliver a good quality product, a fantastic product that, you know, that's very, very important. You know, delivered, we thrive on quality. And for us to monitor and keep the quality going, this is a good way, because the quality assurance doesn't fall far from what the lean manufacturing does. And I mean, everything is in the same in the same box or in the same bubble, I'd say. So what we've done, what we've achieved in the last, you know, 6 years, it's not something we take lightly, and it's something we continuously push upon others to achieve. So when we have new employees, so we do the training with them, and some of the guys and the girls at the office are trained to do the 5S and all the different training. So we do them in-house now. So it's going in the right direction.
That's good. It's good to hear. I'm glad you benefited from the program so much. That's really great to hear. So what would you say, you know, kind of wrapping up here, what would you say to other business owners who are maybe thinking about, you know, participating in the continuous improvement program or, you know, getting into lean manufacturing? What would you say to them?
I would say my advice to that would be, you have to buy in right from the top. If I didn't support it and the other family members didn't support it, it wouldn't have as much traction as it does. So it's something that you feel you want to do. Don't do it and not support it and not be supportive of the decisions of what's happening. It's costly. It takes out of production, but it's a good. It can be, if it's managed properly and you put the right people in place, it can be beneficial for, again, the company. And the companies are the customers, part of the company, and the suppliers. So, you know, telling others to join into the lean manufacturing, you know, in Southwestern Nova Scotia, or, you know, throughout Nova Scotia or wherever we'd be, because for us, we live in La Bissette Maria in Clare. It's a small French Acadian community, and you know, we have 200 people. We have certification that follows us throughout on the steel and the aluminum side, and through the Nova Scotia Boat Builder Association with the boat building and all the different trades that go through NSCC throughout the whole province. So everybody comes to us, you know, with a passion of achieving. And so to keep this passion going, I would say to others in my same as my position as a company owner, you take this, you know, quite seriously. You think about your moves, you put the right people in place, and it definitely can help out. I guess, don't take me wrong, but you can, if you had to take a week's vacation, you have peace of mind that the people that are there that you leave at your workplace have a good, sound mindset on, you know, achieving the best of their day. Everybody can have a bad day, but it's the mindset is great. I can be here right now thinking that the shipyard, everybody's going as strong, as hard as they can. And so if you want that feeling in life a little bit, that you can take and go off to look for business and look for work and not always be at work, because in this 2023 work doesn't come to you, you have to go find it. So you have to go digging. So when you go digging and you want the place to keep on chucking along, it's a good way to peace of mind, I guess, that the company keeps going. So it's I would strongly recommend it to anyone. And also, I mean, I'm just at the shipyard. Jill, you can come on down to AFT. You can give me a call. I'll chat with anybody about it, the good, bad, the ugly. Of course, there's bad days. It's not all roses out there. We get it. And even through this lean manufacturing, there was some a little bit of negativity, but we changed that around. We changed the mindset of the people, and we made it work.
There you go. Is there anything else you wanted to say about the program, Jill, or anything else you wanted to add that we might not have touched on?
Well, you know, I find it always important to thank the REN to be part of our team, all the different government entities that support us, ACOA, Invest Nova Scotia, all the different, you know, people, chain, the vocationals, the NACCs, the universities, everybody, because we have a full staff of engineers, of, you know, different mindset of people. So we work quite closely with everyone, and it's important to say thank you to everyone that works with us. So thanks for the opportunity. Greatly, you know, kind of cool, I guess, to make a little pod here to see what's going on and explain to the rest of the world what's happening at AFT in a nutshell. And I guess I got to put it out there. If anybody looking for a new boat or getting a boat repaired, you can just find us at AFTerio online, or our numbers, everything's there. We've been around for a number of years, and we want to continue to do so for many, many years to come. So again, thank you very much for the opportunity for this podcast. And you have a great afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Jill. And I want to thank you for coming down and doing this. We really appreciate you taking the time. You know, like you said, you know, that work lets you come down here and do this, you know, after participating. So we really want to just say thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your thoughts about the Continuous Improvement Program.
C'est bien. Ben, grand merci à tout le monde qui a l'écoute ici. Écoute, on a la baie Sainte-Marie, puis on travaille fort, ça fait que faut pas avoir peur de pousser l'enveloppe un petit peu et puis faire les choses mieux pour tout le monde dans la région. Ça fait qu'encore merci à tout le monde et tout le monde qui écoute. Bye-bye.
If you think continuous improvement can make your business better, contact Rob Stevenson at 902-749-8367 or by email at rstevenson@westernren.ca. We also offer introductory CI programs that are 88% subsidized. Join us next time on the Western Winds podcast.